We've heard from quite a few folks that overall the peanut crop is looking pretty good at this time, but there are still things the growers need to stay on top of. And according to Glenn Harris, Extension Soil Scientist with the University of Georgia, one of those is making sure you keep the calcium levels up.
We're almost getting towards the tail end. We really like to get that gypsum out early bloom before the vines get too big so we don't have to run them or damage them. And there's been some issues, I think, with calcium supply, gypsum supply. But hopefully everybody has gotten some gypsum out, especially on these large seeded varieties, especially something like a Georgia 06G. We saw a lot of pops last year. I don't think we have to have a zero tolerance on pops. We're going to probably have some pops, but 1,000 pounds of gypsum on a Georgia 06G, especially if you're growing it for seed or if your calcium levels are a little on the low side, goes a long way.
But bottom line, Harris said, if you don't have your gypsum out yet, it's not too late.
You can always take a pegging zone test. Think about your gypsum, because once we get past 85-day, 100-day-old peanut, it's going to be too late to put gypsum on.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.